WOW has been sold. The new owner is the son of a Japanese billionaire who bought it off the sisters, Dame Susie Moncrief and Heather Palmer, who started it 35 years ago. WOW CEO is David Tingey. Hey, David.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you feeling about this?
Oh, look, we're feeling pretty good, actually. I mean, we feel that the last 2 years, as everybody would understand, has been pretty tough on an events business. And there were times in that thing where we were wondering what our future would look like. So today's news ensures the legacy of Dame Susie and Heather can live on. And our new owners are talking about a 35 to 100 year plan, you know, so they've got long-term plans. So, you know, we feel pretty good about this. It ensures the future of WOW going forward.
Do you get to keep your job then, David?
We do. We do, luckily enough for us. Luckily, you know, we do. It's all business as usual for all of our team.
Okay, so basically what that means is if you're a big fan of WOW and you've been turning up for 35 years, next year it's going to be same hands still in charge, right?
Same hands still in charge, but we are going to lift the bar as we've done this year. Biggest audience we've ever played to this year. Over nearly 900,000 people have seen WOW. It's a huge event, and this year, biggest audience ever. So, yeah, same crew, same team, lifting the bar.
Do we know how much this guy paid?
I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Well, is it enough to retire on?
Look, in terms of for Susie and Heather, it means it's comfortable for them to get out of the business.
Does it reflect how much hard work they've done and how much they actually deserve?
You'd have to ask them that, but I think they've achieved fair value for this. I mean, it's a good business. It's an international grade business, and yeah, they've it's a good day for them.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it, and congrats on keeping your job and everything going well. David Tingey, World of Wearable Arts CEO.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.